My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. Also a longtime physician, he represents the Peach State's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget and Ways and Means Committees. He's also the lead sponsor of a resolution the House of Representatives is approving today that would forbid the IRS from being the enforcement mechanism for Obamacare when so much takes effect, at least as currently scheduled, the start of 2014. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Greg, good to be with you again.
Well, let's just very quickly lay out what this legislation does. From what I've read, it's pretty simple. Explain how you detach the IRS from enforcing Obamacare.
It's pretty doggone simple. You're right. It's a two-page piece of legislation and simply says that the IRS may not enforce or implement any portion of Obamacare. And the genesis for it was earlier this spring, this past spring, when the revelations came out about the incredible chilling tactics of the Internal Revenue Service on targeting political groups and targeting individuals for their ideology and then leaking donors to those groups and then targeting donors for audits. And understanding that the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, is the implementation and enforcement arm for the Affordable Care Act. And that just ought not be. The American people, by over 80%, believe that ought not be the case. And so H.R. 2009, which is the bill that that we've offered and will pass, that will simply state that the Internal Revenue Service may not implement or enforce the Affordable Care Act.
How concerned are you and your colleagues about the sensitive medical information that someone in government, whether it's the IRS or, if this were to become law, some other agency perhaps, would have to that information?
Well, this is the exact point and the reason that this bill is absolutely vital, and that's because the American people have lost trust in the Internal Revenue Service, and I think rightly so, given what they have done. And the information, the medical information, the IRS will tell you is not what they're after, even though it's not the focus of what they would be doing. They described what they did in the tax-exempt arena as not necessary, and so it's simply just a step to have it be not necessary for them to access your health care information. We don't think that's acceptable, and that's why we think it ought to be stopped.
Does your legislation specify who would be in charge of enforcing it, or would it be left up to the administration in some other avenue?
Purely left up to the administration, and that's important because, look, if we're talking about health care, then shouldn't we have folks who have some knowledge about health care be dealing with this issue? As a physician for over 20 years, I knew that it was always extremely frustrating when the government would get involved in health care activities. So let's have somebody who knows about health assisting with the health care status of our fellow citizens.
If this were to become law and then that responsibility went to, I don't know, the HHS or some other government department, would you have more confidence in the protection of sensitive information than if the IRS were to continue forward on that?
Well, as you and I have discussed before, I think that this the underlying law, the Obamacare law, is an affront to the American people and certainly will destroy quality health care in this country. So at every single turn where we have the opportunity to move health care in the right direction, we're going to take that opportunity, and this is one of those. At the end of the day, though, what we need to get to is patient-centered health care, which is a bill that we've proposed that allows patients and families and doctors to make medical decisions, not Washington, D.C., not the Internal Revenue Service, the HHS. It ought to be patients and families and doctors who are making medical decisions.
Congressman, the president's been out stumping for his vision of economic growth, and one of the things he's talked about is how he blames the Republicans for focusing on what he calls phony scandals and also fighting what he calls old battles, and one of those is ways to dismantle the president's health care plan. What do you say in response to him saying that you're working in the past here?
Well, he's not talking to the American people. I mean, he's obviously in a bubble, and he's insulated from what the folks across this great country are thinking and talking about. They know that these scandals aren't phony. They know that Benghazi is not phony. They know that four Americans were killed because of an absence of responsibility and leadership on the part of the administration. They know that the Internal Revenue Service was out of bounds and in scandalous activity by targeting folks purely for their political ideology. The American people are very concerned about the role and scope and reach of their federal government. We're going to continue to represent our constituents to the greatest ability possible, and part of that means that we've got to keep the IRS out of their health care.
We're talking with Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, and sir, this is expected to pass the House today, but of course the Democrats control the Senate, and President Obama still sits in the White House, so how optimistic are you that this will be the high water mark, and how far do you think this can go?
We've heard oftentimes that the pieces of legislation that we've passed won't be become law. But in fact, there have been at least seven separate occasions where the Senate ultimately took up our piece of legislation to repeal a portion of Obamacare, and the president actually signed it. So hope springs eternal, and I'm hopeful and prayerful that the president will wake up and recognize that what he has foisted upon the American people is not what they want. Will destroy quality health care and will expand the reach of the federal government in ways that are absolutely unacceptable to the American people and to the principles that have made us a great nation.
As long as we're on the subject, let me get your insight on one of the debates playing out inside your own party, and that's whether or not to add defunding of Obamacare as a condition for moving forward on a continuing resolution at the end of next month. Proponents of that say this is the time to put up or shut up. Opponents of that move say you're basically asking American people to choose between defunding Obamacare or paying the troops or giving out Social Security checks or anything else that the government would do, because you're probably looking at a shutdown. Where do you come down on that debate?
The House has already passed legislation that would make it so that the president was able to continue with Social Security checks and paying the troops and the like. That's a false argument on their side. When this happens, it is less important to me than that it happens. I'm a plan A, B, C, D, E guy. I think you got to keep fighting on every single front. You're never quite certain which one is going to be successful. So whatever opportunity we have, we need to keep pushing, whether it's the continuing resolution, whether it's the funding of the government, whether it's any other piece of legislation that's coming through. We need to absolutely make certain that Obamacare doesn't result in Washington's ability to dictate to the American people what kind of health care and therefore is available to them, and therefore what kind of health care is not available to them.
Well, I know your focus right now, of course, is the bill you're sponsoring to remove the IRS from enforcing the president's health care law. We'll be watching for the final vote and see where it heads from here. Congressman, always great to have you with us.
Greg, thanks so much. Take care. Keep fighting.
Thank you, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District, longtime physician, member of both the House Budget and Ways and Means Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.